NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The coronavirus has been wreaking havoc on the global economy and on businesses. It's disrupting manufacturing all over the world because so many companies rely on parts and labor from China.
But coronavirus fears have also caused a run on certain products, things like hand sanitizer, toilet paper, cleaning products, and bottled water.
Also, face masks. Stores cannot keep face masks on the shelves. 3M, which is this giant multinational company with thousands of employees, is really struggling to meet the global spike in demand for face masks.
Yeah, the company is one of the main manufacturers of the so-called N95 face mask. That's a face mask with a powerful air filter in it. 3M is even partnering with the federal government to try and crank out 35 million more masks per month.
Basically, if you are in the face mask business right now, things are going crazy, whether you're 3M or Scoff.
That's right. Scoff. They make face masks, too. 6 years ago, Andrew Kessler, an entrepreneur and business owner in New York, was traveling in Hong Kong, and he noticed that people who were sick on the public transportation system wore face masks.
And when he got back home, he started thinking about this.
I was in quite a full subway car where someone was sneezing and just thinking about how many people they were probably infecting. And that's sort of where the idea came up with. We were curious if we could make something that would get people in North America to wear a mask when they were sick.
And he started talking this over with his business partner, Robbie Patrick. And they were saying, you know, Americans typically don't wear face masks in public. There's kind of a stigma around it.
We thought, could we solve that challenge through design by making a product that people wanted to actually wear, was comfortable, looked nice, was effective?
Essentially a chic face mask.
Yeah.
Or at least a face mask that did not look like a face mask. And so Scoff was born.
Scoff, like I scoff at you?
Scoff is it's a smash word of scarf and cough.
A smash word.
A smash word. It's a thing.
Basically, a scoff is a scarf with a powerful air filter tucked into the fabric.
It works with these folks who make the material that goes into gas masks. So it's this very high grade of active carbon, and they figured out how to weave it into fabric.
The filter is replaceable. It is about the size of a Hallmark card, and it comes in a little sealed plastic bag.
So open the filter. Take it out.
Oh, it just feels like cloth.
The filter goes into a special pocket on the scoff, which is basically a wide cotton flannel scarf.
It's like this very pretty scarf. This is like sort of like a kind of a gray, like a, I don't know, how would you describe it? Like a...
It's a light heather, I believe.
Let's go with that.
And the scarf has this elastic strap in the center. And you use the elastic strap like you do on a regular face mask. You put it around the back of your head, and then it holds the scarf in position so the air filter is over your mouth.
And then once the filter's inside, and then you just can pull it up, and it uses basically the base of your neck to stay in place.
The scarf even has a piece of metal embedded in it that you can mold around your nose. And then when you throw both ends of the scarf behind your shoulders, super dramatically, it forms an almost complete barrier around your face.
And then you can pull it tight.
The scoff was a little side project for Robbie and Andrew, not part of their main business, which is a marketing and consulting firm.
Still, the scoff quickly found this small, very devoted audience.
There's our immunosuppressed community, people that were getting chemotherapy or their doctor suggested that they might want to wear a mask. Then there's like people who ride motorcycles and bicycles, some allergy sufferers. Those are our like core folks. We do almost no advertising. It's just sort of word of mouth. And it's just a steady state of orders coming in.
At least it was. And then last month, a CDC official got on TV and said this.
However, current global circumstances suggest it's likely that this virus will cause a pandemic. Now, it's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more a question of exactly when this will happen.
Suddenly, thousands of panicked Googlers were desperately roving around online for face masks. And they found the scoff, and they said, a gas mask filter in a cute scarf? I'll take one, or two, or 20.
Normal volume then turned into double, then quadruple, and then soon it was like 50 times the number. Then a kind of panic set in. We can't even keep up with that volume. We're just not designed. We are not 3M.
Andrew and Robbie unwittingly found themselves in the middle of a strange panic buying boom. This little product that would get a dozen or so orders a week was suddenly in massive demand.
Yeah, everyone wanted to panic buy a scoff. How the company handled it? After the break.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card, sends you an alert, and helps you fix them. Another way they're watching out for your money when you're not. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
Support also comes from Microsoft Teams, where you can contribute to meetings from anywhere, chat with coworkers, and find all your files in one place. Ready to unleash the power of your team? Open Teams. More at Microsoft.com/Teams.
Andrew Kessler and Robbie Patrick make a scarf with an air filter in it, the Scoff. It had a small, loyal customer base until the coronavirus hysteria kicked in and orders went through the roof.
If you had friends and family contacting you and being like, hey, don't you make a product?
Yeah, I've turned some of my beloved family away.
You're like family members, you've had to be like, I'm so sorry, it's not happening.
No, it's more like, mom, you'll be okay.
You didn't send your mom one?
Well, she's got a few, but she's, you know, she wants to also like pass it on.
And it's not just mom and family members. Customers from all over the world are flooding Scoff's inbox with all of these questions.
Are you getting more product in? My doctor wants me to wear a mask. Why advertise if nothing is available? I just need it for my husband and myself. We are elderly. Yeah. When will you have more stock? Any idea when you'll have more stock?
You look a little stressed looking over these. Is it stressing you out?
Yeah, it's a lot. Then, of course, the question that we probably got 1,000 times in the last few weeks is, does this stop coronavirus?
And?
No, it doesn't.
No, it does not. Though at least they're telling the truth about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know? I know. I appreciate it.
Not that that's doing anything to slow demand.
Yeah, the coronavirus continues to spread. China has reported tens of thousands of cases and thousands of deaths. A lot of factories and even entire cities have essentially been shut down to try and contain the virus.
A state of emergency was declared in San Francisco. More cases are being reported in the U.S. every day. And more people are contacting Andrew and Robbie, begging for their product.
So what is the situation now?
We're out of everything. We're out of all of our raw materials. We're trying to work with our suppliers to get them back as quickly as possible. But yeah, so we will be out of everything for a while.
Are any of the supplies you order from China, like are the coronavirus supply chain shutdowns affecting you?
So we get one ingredient for our filters from China, and that is a problem now. There are other folks spinning up production of it in other parts of the world, so that's what we're looking at.
In the meantime, Andrew and Robbie are trying to respond to everybody who's writing in. And they're finding themselves in this weird position of fielding thousands of questions about the coronavirus itself, like how to protect against it, what works, what doesn't.
We just refer people to the CDC to take good precautions that they recommend. You should wash your hands. If you're feeling sick, you should seek medical advice. And so questions that really are best left to the CDC were being funneled through us, which is not a place you want to be.
Andrew and Robbie are now trying to figure out if they want to make their business more about the scoff or if this is just a temporary bump that they should ignore.
And of course, the small team at Scoff is doing what it can to get more scoffs in production ASAP and keep up with all the questions.
With all this coronavirus, will you be sold out for a long time? Does Scoff provide N95 corona protection? I don't know what that means, but
I know what that means. It's like is it the same as wearing an N95 mask?
But N95 mask isn't going to protect you against coronavirus either.
Wait, really?
No. I mean, it's all nuanced, and it depends where you are and who's. I think that there's, yeah, you should go to the CDC's website.
You really can't escape it.
If you have any questions about the coronavirus, you should go to the CDC website.
Yes. Don't get in touch with Andrew and Robbie.
Or us. We don't know.
Yeah.
Clearly, I don't know.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan. It was fact-checked by Brittany Cronin. Our editor is Patty Hirsch, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.